Welcome to FX Tales Without Clutter, the Pirate Radio Energy Masterclass, advanced mixing in Ableton Live for drum and bass, where the goal is simple to say and hard to nail, huge, wet, atmospheric tales that feel like a broadcast system shaking the walls while your kick and snare stay sharp enough to cut glass. In this lesson, we're going to build a repeatable workflow, not a random turn up the reverb until it feels emotional situation. We're designing tales that live inside the groove, and then we're controlling them like instruments, filtering, ducking, mid-side shaping, gating, and when needed, printing them as audio so the drop stays clean. Before we touch a device, set your goalposts. What role are tails playing in this tune? If it's a roller, tails should be short, rhythmic, and mostly in the background. If it's jungle or rag-leaning, you'll want dubby throws and springy space that punctuates phrases. If it's dark halftime, you can go longer, but only if it's controlled, filtered, and ducked so it doesn't blur the drums. One rule for everything we do: FX Tales must not compete with kick and snare transient clarity. If the snare loses crack, the whole Pirate Radio illusion collapses. Big space only works when the front edge is still in your face. Now we build the system. 3 return tracks, not 1 mega reverb. 3 returns with jobs. Return A's drum space. Tight, punch friendly. This is for snare body, hat glue, that little warehouse room that makes drums feel like they're in a place instead of pasted on a grid. On return A, drop in hybrid reverb in outer rhythmic mode, small to medium size. Set the decay around 0.35 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay, 10 to 25 milliseconds. That pre-delay is a big deal. It lets the transient hit first, then the room arrives behind it. High cut around 6 to 9k, low cut around 180 to 350. Bring early reflections up a touch so it reads like a room, not like a reverb plugin. After that, EQ 8. Put a steep high pass, 24 dB per octave, somewhere in the 200 to 350 range. If the snare gets bitey, try a gentle dip around 2 to 4K. Then glue compressor, gentle, 2 to 1, 10 millisecond attack, auto release, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then utility for width, maybe 80 to 120%. We're not trying to win a width contest. We're trying to make the drums feel seated. Send levels as a starting point. Snare may be minus 12 to minus 6 dB depending on how roomy you want it. Hats minus 18 to minus 12. Kick usually none. Kicks into reverb or a special effect, not a default. Return bead is dub delay. This is your pirate station throw. Phrase punctuation without mud and without a delay screaming on top of everything. Put echo on return B. Time to 1/4 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it inside echo. High pass 250 to 500. Low pass 4 to 7K. Keep modulation low, 2 to 10%. Just enough to stop it sounding like a math problem. Stereo width around 100 to 140%. But be careful. Too wide and it loses focus and starts to smear into the sides. After echo, add saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. This is one of those pro moves. Saturate the returns so the delay is audible at a lower fader level. Then EQ 8 to notch any whistle resonances, often around 1 to 3K. And we're going to add sidechain ducking in a minute. Use return B with automation. Vocals and shouts, momentary sends. Snare, occasional end of 8 or end of 16 throws. Effects hits, perfect for call and response. Think like a DJ flicking an effect send on a mixer, not like a producer leaving a delay on for the whole track. Return C is the Atmos tail bus. Long, controlled, and tucked. This is the big station haze layer behind the drop. Hybrid reverb again, but now convolution mode. Pick a warehouse, hall, or plate style impulse response. Decay time 1.8 to 4.5 seconds. Yes, that's long. The control comes from everything after. Pre-delay 20 to 45 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 450. High cut 5 to 8K. And because it's a return, set it 100% wet. Then EQ 8 and be the aggressive. High pass 24 to 48 dB per octave, 250 to 500. Consider a dip in the 300 to 700 area, because that's where reverb turns into cardboard room. And if the reverb glare is harsh, dip 2 to 4K a bit. After EQ, compressor for hard sidechaining. Then utility, bass mono on around 120 to 200 Hz. Width may be 120 to 160%. The sides carry the air, the center stays punchy and mono safe. Now we do the secret sauce. Make the tails bounce with the groove using sidechain ducking. Instead of drowning the master, we let the FX bloom between hits. Create a clean sidechain key. New audio track, name it SC key. Set its input to your drum bus, or even better, a pre-fader kick and snare group. Put utility on it and set gain to minus infinity so you don't hear it. If you want the tail to breathe more around the snare than the kick, add an EQ8 on SC key, high pass around 120 HE, and a gentle boost around 180 to 250 so the snare energy triggers the ducking more. Now on each return, add a compressor if you haven't already, enable sidechain, and choose SC key as the input. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack 0.1 to 1 millisecond, release 80 to 180 milliseconds, then set threshold, so you're getting about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Here's how you tune it like an adult. If it's a fast roller and you want that flutter in the pocket, shorten the release. If it's halftime or darker and you want the ambience to loom and swell, lengthen the release slightly. You're basically deciding how quickly the space stands back up after the drum hits. Next, stop low mid fog before it happens. The classic clutter mistake is feeding full range audio into time-based FX and then trying to fix it on the return. You can, but you'll be fighting the wrong fight. Instead, pre-filter what you send. On key channels like snare, vocal chops, synth stabs, build an audio effect rack called effects send prep. Make two chains, dry and descends filtered. On the filtered chain, add EQ8 with a high pass somewhere from 200 to 500 HZ and a low pass from 6 to 10K. Optionally, add a saturator with 1 to 3 dB drive. Then route your sends from that filtered chain, or automate the chain selector for throw moments. Teacher note here, this is how you get tails that are audible but not heavy. You're basically sending tone and vibe instead of tone plus mud plus transient spikes. Now we control tail length with intention. Even with ducking, constant long tails can blur a dense drop. We want wet moments that feel like broadcast drama, not non-stop wash. On return C after the compressor, add a gate. Set threshold so it opens mainly when something is actually being sent. Return 6 to 12 dB. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Hold 80 to 200 ms. Release 200 to 800 ms. Then automate the gate. Open it more at phrase ends. Bar 8 or bar 16 transitions. Tighten it during the densest parts of the drop. What you're doing is making the space perform. The listener feels the room appear when it matters. Now let's talk pirate radio throws without chaos. Automate sends like a DJ, meaning specific syllables, specific hits, not entire bars. Here's a practical recipe for a vocal chop throw. On the vocal track, add auto filter in high pass mode. Automate the cutoff from around 200 HZ up to about 1.5 KHZ on the throw, with resonance 10 to 20% so it gets that transmission bite. Then automate send B, echo, from minus infinity up to maybe minus 6 dB just for the last word or syllable. Immediately pull it back down to minus infinity right after. If you want extra bloom, add a tiny send to return C just for the tail. That move reads like someone riding a mixer in a sweaty room. That's the energy. Now, when the drop is too busy, stop running live effects everywhere. This is where you go pro, resample tails for maximum cleanliness and insane control. Create a new audio track called Tailprint. Set its input to resampling. Solo the element and the returns you want, like the vocal plus return B and C. Record 1 to 2 bars so you capture the full throw and decay. Then turn down the original sends and place the printed tail exactly where you want it in the arrangement. Fade it perfectly. Warp off if you can, or use Complex Pro if it needs it. High pass it aggressively. Now you've got massive tails with zero unpredictability, and you can make sure no two long tails overlap across phrase boundaries. Next, mid-side space without gimmicks. Wide tails feel expensive, but they can smear the center where your kick, snare, and bass identity live. On return C, add utility and push width to around 140 to 160%. Then EQ8 in M/S mode. High pass the mid a bit higher, say 350 to 600 HZ, so the center stays clean. Let the sides keep more air, be less aggressive on the side EQ. The goal is simple. Center stays surgical, sides carry the station haze. Now a set of coach notes that will save you hours. First, calibrate tail audibility at low monitoring level. Turn your monitors down until the kick and snare are barely audible. If you can still sense space and movement, your tails are dense enough. If the tails disappear, don't just turn them up. Add density, light saturation, a little compression, or even a tiny presence bump in the right area. Second, treat 250 to 700 HC as a tail tax you must pay back. Long FX naturally stack here. On each return, do this. Sweep a bell EQ with a big boost, like plus 6 dB, and find where the reverb sounds like cardboard. Then flip it into a cut, usually -2 to -6 dB with a queue around 1 to 2. That often clears fog more transparently than pushing the high pass higher and losing all warmth. Third, if only the low mains are the problem, don't make the whole tail pump. Use frequency-conscious ducking. In Ableton, multiband dynamics on the return can do this. Focus on the low mid band, roughly 150 to 900 Hz depending on the material. Enable external side chain from a C key, compress that band harder, and leave the air band less affected. Result: shimmer and width stay, fog gets out of the way. Fourth, stop return track overload with an FX master. Route return A, B, and C so their audio goes to an FX bus track instead of directly to the master. On FX bus, put a global rumble high pass, say 120 to 200 Hz depending on your tune, then a gentle limiter or clipper for rogue feedback peaks, and a utility for quick mono checks of the entire ambience layer. This gives you one fader for all the space in the track, which is a lifesaver during arrangement. And here's a huge one people miss. Delay throws often mask more than reverbs because they repeat on grid. If the groove starts feeling busy, shorten delay feedback before you touch the reverb. A few loud repeats steal attention faster than a long quiet tail. Now, a couple advanced variations you can add if you want that truly controlled, broadcast-grade movement. Two-speed ducking. On the long tail return, use two compressors in series, both side-chained. First compressor clamps fast to protect the transients. Second compressor has a slower release to shape the swell. You get clean hits and a controlled bloom without obvious pumping. Side-only ambience. Make a sides tail return where the ambience lives mostly in the sides. Utility width up. EQ the mid more aggressively than the sides. Maybe a touch of side saturation. Send things like vocal chops, uplifters, rides. Your kick and snare lane stays razor sharp in the middle. And for dub delay safety, put a limiter after echo on return B with a ceiling around -3 to -6. Now you can push feedback for drama without runaway repeats taking your head off. Let's lock it in with a short practice exercise. Build a simple 172 loop, kick and snare two-step, hats or shaker loop, respace that stays monofocused. Create return A, B, and C exactly like we did. Add a C key and sidechain all three returns. On the snare, set a constant send to return A around -9 dB. Then automate send B only on every fourth snare, like the end of four bars, so it becomes a phrase marker. This audio version is shortened for playback.